Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's what we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. This is 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. LeVar Heffany is here. LeVar is a fairly new member of our Brain Trust. He's an expert in financial planning and helping small business owners understand how to deal with their business. He's a lecturer on personal finance and investing at New York College. He teaches financial literacy and educational seminars to entrepreneurs all over the tri-state area, and he's here to talk to us about exit planning. LeVar Heffany, welcome back.
Thank you for having me once again, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So I'm a baby boomer. I'm a small business owner, and I'm closer to exiting my business, you know, than I've ever been, obviously. Day by day, it's getting closer. Tick-tock, tick-tock, right? And I'm going to go out on a limb and say there are millions of people like me, and we're all going to go out, and we're all going to go out one of two ways, head first or feet first, in control or under somebody else's control. And that's the issue, isn't it, LeVar?
Jim, that's precisely the issue. We will exit our business voluntarily or involuntarily. And what I like to work with business owners on is have them develop a plan. What do they want their retirement to look like? So I would suggest sitting down with a financial planner, sitting down with an estate planning attorney, and also an M&A or mergers and acquisitions advisor to create that particular plan so that they have a roadmap in order for them to achieve their goals.
Well, we need to be a little more nuanced in our categorization here, LeVar, and I know you know this. There are lots of small business owners who can retire today. They got plenty of money. It's not an issue of whether they've done a good job. I mean, they could have either done no planning but made so doggone much money that they don't need to plan, right?
Right.
Or they could have made, pinched every penny and planned like a maniac and have a great retirement strategy built up. But in both of those cases, they're having too much fun to retire. They don't want to retire, and I also think we need to cut those people some slack. See, I'm in the category of where whether I have the money or not, I love what I do, so I don't want to retire, and so I don't want you. I'm going to make sure that you and I, and I know you're not saying this, but I want to make sure the audience knows that we're not talking about. There's something wrong with you if you don't want to leave your business. You stay in your business as long as you want. If you want to drop dead behind, at your desk, then that's your privilege. The question is that your plan? I think that's the issue. What do you think?
That's a great way of looking at it. And of course, a lot of us are very fortunate to love what we do, and who doesn't want to discontinue doing that, right? So I really think it all depends on the particular individual and what their ideal lifestyle looks like. Because, hey, if you really love what you do, continue to do it. And what I like to address with business owners is that if you have employees, what does the business look like when you're no longer able to participate? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what we want to do is work with the management, work with those employees, whether you decide to provide them with equity or whether you decide to provide them with a particular bonus structure in order to continue to motivate those guys and gals to continue the operations of that business after you're no longer participating so that you continue to serve your clients.
Well, that's a really important point, and that is something we need to speak to that little group I was talking about earlier. It's our company. We get to be selfish with it in terms of what we want for our plan. But there are two other groups of people, two different kinds of customers, that we also have an obligation to, don't we?
Yes, absolutely.
And that's what you were just talking about. And, you know, if you're an 89-year-old business owner, you got 40-something-year-old employees, they're looking at you kind of askance these days.
Right, absolutely.
You know, hey, boss, what's going to happen when you're gone? You're not going to live. You know, the odds are not in favor of you living forever.
Right, absolutely.
And customers, you know, and of course, it also it depends on how much you are a part of how the business of the business. So, you know, there's you could still exit the business and keep working though, couldn't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And when I mentioned exiting the business, you can still work in a similar capacity. It really depends on your particular goals. Some people stay on as an advisor to the new president or the new CEO, and that way they're able to continue to work on the business and not directly in the business.
Mm-hmm.
So it really depends on your particular lifestyle and how much you want to continue to contribute to the company.
And how you want to plan to fund that, right? I mean, you've got to, if you stay in business or if you leave, you still have to fund that step, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it really depends on how you work with your advisors to create a compensation model that is consistent with what your retirement looks like, whether you're still involved in a business or not.
Right. And so what advisors would be the list of advisors you'd have?
A financial planner, an insurance advisor, an estate planning attorney, and also a mergers and acquisition advisor, if you plan on selling the business.
Mm-hmm.
Having those four professionals in the room can provide you with objective advice that will help you accomplish your goals and minimize or eliminate any conflicts.
Mm-hmm. And these are people that you're going to want to bring on as early as, don't wait till it's time to go to bring them on. I mean, get them involved earlier.
Absolutely.
The attorney, the accountant, the financial advisor, the insurance agent, the M&A person you were talking, as you were saying, those are all important people to get started. And you don't have to have any different plans to start talking to them, do you?
No, not at all. As long as we're having that initial conversation as early as possible, it gives you a roadmap that's going to direct you to your end destination.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I need your website, LeVar.
www.fayohne.com.
All right, so check it out. LeVar Hafferty and I will be right back after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.